This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And don't let the date fool you. It may be Christmas Eve, but we're in the studio providing you with live content to listen to on this Monday evening. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Mark is out and about down in Florida taking a much-needed vacation. I think he was going a little bit stir-crazy up here in beautiful New Hampshire, and I think we have him on the line, I guess, to start things out with. Is this Mark?
Merry Xmas.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. I'm not calling in for anything in particular. I just wanted to...
Well, what a great way to start out the show. Not calling in for anything in particular. Oh, I'm sure that's keeping those listeners through that news break, through the next spot break.
It's your job to do program directing.
What's going on, dude? Are you enjoying your vacation?
It's fabulous. Nice here. It's warm.
But how warm is it?
It's so warm, it's like uncomfortably warm.
Aha! It's happening. You're turning into a granite stater, Mark.
But I'll be going out to the beach tomorrow to assuage my discomfort.
That's
that is
good.
After I clean my mother's roof off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You can't come, you know, where family is and not do a bunch of work.
Yeah, I got a roof that could use some work if you're not too busy. Anyway, so you had no reason to call just to say hi.
Yeah, well, I do the show, you know. I thought I'd call in at the top of the hour, see what we were going to talk about.
Poor Mark. He's feeling lonely already. He hasn't even been away from the show since Saturday night. You haven't missed one episode and you're on our phones already. You know, I should just get rid of you so we can actually clear the line so someone can actually call in about something important.
This is the only line they can call in for the ampers?
This is the amp line, and you're not even an amper, so I shouldn't have given it to you.
What are you talking about? I'm not an amper. I'm a show host.
Yeah, I know.
That's lesser included of amper.
Yeah, okay.
I give my time.
Well, good enough. Well, we're going to talk about Santa running a sweatshop, so we're going to leave you there, all right?
Excellent.
All right, man.
Bye.
Have a good night. See you. 800-259-9231. Poor Mark. He was feeling a little distraught recently. And I don't know if you encounter, you being a New Hampshire native, Nick, I don't know if you encounter this much up here, but this, like, what is it where people, they get stir crazy?
Cabin fever is one word for it. Some people actually get actual depression, almost like clinical depression, because I think it's called seasonal affective disorder.
That's what he was suggesting it might be.
You don't get much sunlight, and when you are outside, you're bundled up, so it's not your body just doesn't get much sunlight. It's dark, you know, from 8:30 to 4 or so at this time of year. So I mean, only light from 8:30 to 4. So.
Right.
You know, you don't get a whole lot of daylight.
Especially if you wake up late. I mean, if you get up at noon, your day's done in 4 hours.
Right. I mean, it can bother some people. I'm used to it. I can't say I really... The thing that bothers me is not the cold, it is the dark. Just the fact that there's not as much daylight to do things in, and by 4 o'clock it's nighttime outside this time of year, but...
Is it really 8 a.m.? I thought it just starts early, at like 5 or something like that.
Oh,
I thought it's light at 5, like 5 to 5 or something.
They move it back... but then it creeps back up. I think it's like 7:30 right now is when sun rises.
So this is one of those legitimate concerns. I mean, as far as I'm a member of the Free State Project. You are a New Hampshire native, but we're both liberty-oriented New Hampshire residents at this point. And, you know, as you well know, and people that have been listening to this show know, that the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty activists all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active and achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And there are frequently some objections that come up, and one of the objections is, it's too cold. Well, I moved from Florida. It's not that cold. It gets cold, but it's not as bad as you might think it is. So that one's easy to blow out of the water, because then I can just say, well, I'm from Florida. Where are you from? You know? So the cold thing, no big deal. But maybe this is a real legitimate objection, like, I'm afraid I'm going to, you know, axe my wife to death if I get seasonal affective disorder.
Well, you know, the thing is, if you look on the world map, New Hampshire's at about the same latitude as Spain. We're really not very far up. So most people in Europe deal with a lot worse every winter. And
that's
really,
a good point.
I really don't think it's that bad. I mean, it's not that fun that it gets dark that early. But as long as you have things to do, as long as you make use of your day, is a good way to put it. I mean, as long as you're not waking up at noon and, you know. On your weekend, you should probably get up early because it's going to be dark in the late afternoon, so you don't want to waste half the day.
So if seeing daylight is important to you, because there's certainly plenty of night owls that really dig living up here because it's night all the time, or frequent a significant amount of the time. But if daylight's really important to you, then make a special effort, a concerted effort, to get up early so you can enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the flip side is that in the summertime, if you're big on sunlight, we'll get more sunlight in the summertime than Florida will. So
I guess that's true, yeah.
It's you know, it all evens out. We get the same amount of sunlight. It's just we get a lot of it in the summer and less of it in the winter, and that's, you know.
Yeah, he mentioned that he wasn't bothered during the summertime, and now he's been feeling kind of funky. So,
well, he's been through one December already, right?
Yes.
So, I don't know.
It doesn't bug me at all.
Maybe just got to him this year. I mean, the snow started early. I mean, a lot of times it's not even late for Christmas. It's been winter all month, so.
That's true. You know. It doesn't get to me. I'm sure there's a lot of other people it doesn't affect. But nonetheless, I think a legitimate concern. Now, do people tend to, I don't know how much you know about this, but I've heard that people go crazy and violent and that sort of thing. I mean, how often do you hear of instances where this is really affecting someone to the point where they're going to do something brash?
Around here, I don't. I do know that in some places, you know, north near the Arctic Circle, like Alaska, if you live in Alaska.
Where you get like zero sunlight several months out of the year.
It's literally nighttime pretty much for December. I could see how that would get to you, and alcohol use rates shoot up, suicide rates, and people do get crazy. But, you know, New Hampshire's really not that bad. We're pretty much halfway. We're actually closer to the equator than the North Pole, so we're about halfway in between, and, you know, it's, like I said, it's like Spain, and you would think, a lot of people think of Spain as being subtropical or something like that, so,
yeah.
You know, it's really not, it's not that bad, but I see how it could be an adjustment for someone coming from the south.
Someone from coming where it's sunny all the time,
but,
sure.
I mean, really, I don't know what time it gets dark in Florida this time of year.
I don't think it really changes that much. I think it shifts an hour or so every season.
Right, so, I mean, we swing from a sunset of, like, a little after 8 to after 4. So about a 4-hour shift in sunset around here. So be prepared for that. But I'd, honestly, for most people, I don't think it's that much of a problem.
You know, it really seems like that if Alaska had been the chosen state for the Free State Project, we would be having a much tougher time convincing people to move there.
I have mixed feelings about Alaska. I might have actually moved there if they'd picked it.
But I would have moved there.
But I know that most people wouldn't have.
Right.
As far as a state, if we could take Alaska and move it down to somewhere warmer, I think it'd work perfectly. I mean, it has a strong independence movement.
That's true.
Ron Paul is leading in the polls there, from what I've heard. He's polling ahead of Huckabee. He's
like actual polling, like the phone poll.
I don't know how much surveying they do, but in the one poll I've heard of from Alaska, he was leading among Republicans up there, which doesn't really surprise me. I mean, Alaska. It's a liberty-friendly state.
It is, but there's also some negatives. I mean, I think a significant chunk of Alaska is owned by the federal government.
A lot of it is. That's part of the reason for the independence movement, though. Alaskans tend to assert that it's Alaska's oil, not the federal government's oil.
Interesting.
But they do get paid a couple grand to live there.
There's that welfare thing,
yeah,
too.
For federal subsidy. I forget what it's called, but you get a check to live in Alaska.
Yeah, it's like the Alaska oil pipeline subsidy or something.
Right.
Like
so every other state doesn't have that, and, you know, that makes things a little bit different. I think it would be hard for Alaskans to be pro-liberty when it means cutting everyone off of their $2,000 a year, whatever it is.
I'm glad that it's New Hampshire and that it's, you know, just the Northeast and that we've got all these other, because a lot of people are really into cities, and so if you're in Alaska, where the hell are you going to go?
Right. And,
there's no New York City or Boston nearby or anything like that.
And, not much of a nightlife in Alaska.
I don't imagine so. 1-800-259-9231. So since we're talking about cold places, inevitably we're going to have to take a trip to the North Pole here tonight because, now look, I'm no religious guy. I'm not a Christian or anything like that. I don't even know what your religious
I'm an atheist, too.
You're an atheist,
I celebrate Christmas because, you know, it's just a reason to visit family and friends. And
there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I certainly would never suggest people pull away from those activities. But it is Christmas Eve on Free Talk Live, and so inevitably we'll dig up a couple of Christmas Eve-related stories here, at least one. This one, to start things out, from Manuel Laura at LouRockwell.com. Manuel asked the question, he's a listener of ours, by the way, is Santa running a sweatshop? We'll look into that coming up here in moments, and we'll take your calls as well. Live Christmas Eve edition, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and there's plenty of other stuff to talk about here. Probably get through some emails, take your calls about anything. You participate, make it your show, as always, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson, Happy Holidays, December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 per quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 per quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And it is the live Christmas Eve edition. We're here in the studio, and I wonder how many other radio show hosts in the country came in to do a live show today.
Not very many.
Not very many. I did hear the local guy on this morning, though. Although it was a fill-in for the local guy, so not quite the same thing. And what are you doing? You know, I just wonder, why are you playing music on a talk station?
I don't understand.
What is that about?
I mean, I understand it's a special day, and maybe that's the excuse, you know, it's special and it's unique, and so we can get away with playing music. But if I were someone who's looking for talk programming, scanning the dial, and I heard music, I'd keep going. So these are just some of the things I don't think some of their hosts think about necessarily. But nonetheless, we are here for you, and as always, we'll talk to you about anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us, by the way, at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up for free online at freetalklive.com. And we need to tell you about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening coming up very soon, January 3rd through the 6th. That's not this weekend. I think it's the weekend after that. Yes, the weekend after this weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's going to be a who's who from the libertarian movement. There are going to be so many libertarian, liberty-oriented luminaries speaking there from all kinds of different viewpoints, not necessarily viewpoints, but issues. There are going to be people there against prohibition. There are going to be anti-tax advocates there. There are going to be all kinds of interesting folks, including Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, who we're going to have on tomorrow night's show, the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Jim will be joining us, and so you can meet him in person. Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is going to be there. I don't have the list in front of me. There are just so many different speakers. Nick, you're going to be attending. Who are some of the ones you're most interested in seeing?
Well, Jim Babka is a big one. I saw him speak last year, and I was very impressed. He had a very strong vision for what he wanted to do with Downsize DC. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is always good, and they have not just Barry Cooper, but they have, I forget the name, there's another guy coming who's a director. They're always good. There's just so many that it's hard to name them off. I mean, a lot of local people talking about New Hampshire-based activism, I always find that interesting. Cause,
that's true.
Well, some of the stuff, you know, like the Atlas Institute and all this stuff, that's great. When it has a really national focus, while I find it interesting to listen to, I'm more interested in what we can do here in New Hampshire, what people have put together. I know they, my other broadcast job is doing Fremont's TV here in Keene, New Hampshire. But I know they just started Capital Access News in Concord.
That's right.
Which, you know, so that's similar. I want to hear how that's working out for them.
Okay. And really, you're right. That is the focus of the Liberty Forum is to bring hundreds of activists together, liberty activists, all into the same place, especially from outside of New Hampshire, to give them a taste of what's going on here as part of the Free State Project. It is a Free State Project-oriented event, and that is absolutely some of the more interesting things. Because if you're on the outside, if you're curious about what things are like here in New Hampshire, what the activism scene is like, this is going to be the best way for you to get a real taste of some of that action. So what you want to do, if you want to learn more, get registered. It's still not too late to get a discount. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And then use the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10%. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, 2008FTL, to save some cash. 800-259-9231. Manuel Laura at lourockwell.com asks, if Santa is running a sweatshop. See, recently, world-renowned Christmas critic and occasional disruptor The Grinch has accused Santa Claus of exploiting thousands of elves and mistreating animals at Mr. Claus's secretive North Pole compound. Earlier this month, The Grinch, who normally commutes between his homes in Los Angeles and Milan, embarked on a multi-city campaign accusing Santa Claus of running a sweatshop. The charges have come as a shock to millions of children and parents around the globe. Retailer groups have been particularly hit hard. A representative for Macy's, who wanted to remain anonymous, expressed horror and disbelief, saying, "In a shaky economy, this is the last thing we need." The Grinch has made the following accusations. First, St. Nick has for centuries been exploiting innumerable elves, keeping them in inhuman conditions with little or no pay. The elves are worked to death, and complaints will get them expelled into the bitter cold. Two, conditions in the North Pole are brutal, and the reindeer are not being kept in adequate conditions. Three, this is the final one, one reindeer in particular has not received proper medical attention, and its nose has developed a severe disorder causing it to bleed. Milk and Cookies Corporation, Mr. Claus's company, has issued the following statement, which is reprinted here in its entirety. This is from the North Pole. The Milk and Cookies Company has learned about the accusations made by the execrable Grinch. Let a candid world know the truth. First of all, our factory conditions follow the highest industry standards, and our safety record is exemplary. Over hundreds of years, we've continually improved work standards. We are a leader in high-quality, high-volume manufacturing. Exploiting our workers would destroy our good name and reputation. Further, it would lead to a dramatic reduction in the quality and output of our employees. To charge that the reindeer are exposed to terrible conditions, we say utter nonsense. Let me go back a little, though, to the issue of the sweatshop accusations. Now, obviously, this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, a little fun for Christmas holiday, but it is really a serious issue. I mean, a lot of people are legitimately concerned about the working conditions of poor people around the world in these so-called sweatshops. And what they don't understand is that, you know, these people that are working in so-called sweatshops, they aren't being forced to work there. No one has, they aren't slaves. Now, there are some instances, obviously, where people in prison facilities are being coerced into making things, but they're already in prison, so.
Right, and Asia particularly does have some forced labor, but it's not common. It's not the bulk of what
Correct.
People term sweatshop labor.
Right, your Nike shoes or, you know, Tommy Hilfiger shirt or whatever it is you're wearing has not been made by slave labor. So these people are getting paid. They're getting paid better than other jobs. Otherwise, they would not have chosen to work there. So again, there's just a lot of misinformation. And I think more than misinformation, I just think it's just emotional misunderstanding about these sweatshops. I think that people in America, without any real perspective on what the world is like, I think people in America think everything should around the world should be like it is here. And it should be, but unfortunately, some of these countries are literally decades behind us as far as catching up to where we're at in America. And you can't just snap your fingers and start paying $7 an hour to these people in these other countries. That would be a fortune if they made that kind of money.
It would be. A lot of people don't understand that dollars have different buying power in different countries, so making a few dollars a day isn't necessarily bad where you are. They also forget that, like you were saying, we're decades ahead of those countries. We had a period here in America where it was common for people to work 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day. That was common. That's one of the ways we moved up and created such a vibrant economy was by working that much. I mean, to build a capitalist economy, it takes capital. You have to make it. It takes human effort and a lot of it.
And if you're going to pay $7 an hour to somebody in a sweatshop in another country, then you might as well not open the sweatshop in the first place and open it here in America and pay those people that amount here. The reason why those companies went over to the other countries in the first place was because the regulations were too oppressive here in America, and they wanted to reduce their costs in order to be more competitive in the American marketplace so they could sell their products to Americans at a lower price. I want to pay a lower price for my products. I don't want to pay more. And therefore, as a consumer, it's good for me to have these products, many of them made in other countries, because I get the products I want at the price I want to pay, and those people in those other countries that were used to have to work on a farm in some awful conditions have now moved up and are now working in a factory. That's a good thing. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. By the way, it is the live Christmas Eve edition of the show. We're here in the studio doing a live program for you, so don't hesitate to get involved if you've got something to talk about. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. And all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates. Register for the class action lawsuit, which actually is no longer a class action lawsuit, but it's a lawsuit still. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. We are talking about a kind of a funny little tongue-in-cheek story written by actually one of our listeners, Manuel Laura, over at LouRockwell.com. And essentially the story is that the Grinch has made some accusations against old Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, suggesting that he's been exploiting elves, keeping them in inhuman conditions with little or no pay. The elves are worked to death, and complaints will get them expelled into the bitter cold. Mr. Claus, of course, responded by pointing out that they've been working for over hundreds of years with a safety record that's exemplary. Exploiting their workers would destroy their good name and reputation, and further, it would lead to a dramatic reduction in the quality and output of our employees. And that goes back to something that, actually, I think we were talking about last week, that once these sweatshop accusers say, "Ah, Nick, we know you're running a sweatshop over there in China," all you have to do is go and show your conditions, you know, show publicly on video or whatever how it is that your workers are better in better conditions than they would be anywhere else. and then all of a sudden you're vindicated. Of course, the people that are making the accusations probably, they have confirmation bias, and they won't want to see what it is you're showing, but you're not really as interested in convincing them as you are the mass public that's actually interested and curious about your operations. And the fact is, these people that are working in factories around the world, they have chosen that path because it is moving them up. It's moving them into a higher economic strata where they're making more money than they were making on the farm, and they can. Many of them go and they work for several months, and then they will go back to the farm. They'll take that money back, and it'll make their lives a whole lot more comfortable than they were before they worked at those jobs. So it's just a net benefit to everyone in the entire world, the entire world economy, to have these so-called sweatshops out there.
Right. I mean, many places in China, you can make a number of times what you would make working in agriculture. So a lot of people will work for 5 or 6 years, and then they'll be set for most of the rest of their adult lives. They've made the money they would have made.
Really?
I mean, they still go back. They're not rich by our standards at all,
sure.
But they have more money than anyone else back in the village, and, you know, it is a step up. It's a way to advance.
It's enough to be more comfortable for them. Now, the next charge was the reindeer. And again, Mr. Claus responds, to the charge that the reindeer are exposed to terrible conditions, we say utter nonsense. The reindeer are Arctic creatures that are able to withstand the coldest of temperatures. Indeed, they thrive when they're outside. Nonetheless, we still provide them with spacious, heated stables and plenty of food. There's a veterinary on our premises around the clock. The Grinch is being disingenuous when implying that one of the reindeer, Rudolph, has a medical condition. Nothing could be further from the truth. Though rare, his condition is genetic. Rudolph is perfectly healthy. And no, he's not bleeding. His nose is just bright red. It's the opinion of Mr. Claus and the board of directors of Milk and Cookies that the Grinch is once again debunked as an anti-Christmas farce. Incapable of understanding one iota about exchange, the market economy, and charity, he's resorted to lies and smears. Our solid traditions of high-quality craftsmanship, built over centuries of innovation, demonstrate the commitment to the spirit of Christmas and to our billions of satisfied customers. No amount of disparaging comments, especially from the Grinch, can take that away. Mr. Claus himself could not be reached for comment, as the workload over the last few days has kept him superbly busy, but he did, however, have a message. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. One of our journalists is reporting that Frosty had become so agitated and worked up about the Grinch's declarations that he had begun to melt. He's been given a mild sedative and moved outside. He's expected to fully recover. That's LouRockwell.com. It's kind of a little fun Christmassy story. And again, as always, the phone lines are open for you. We go to them. Talk to Barbie in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick. Hello, Barbie.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Super. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with support for Ron Paul and the GLBT community.
The gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered?
Correct.
Okay.
And I find it woefully lacking.
Really?
And I think what it comes down to, it's a knee-jerk reaction that if he is not coming out and saying, I am for gay marriage, I am for all this anti-discrimination, they're not going to support him.
Are you sure it's not just a knee-jerk reaction because he has an R behind his name? He's a Republican?
That's a big part of it as well.
I find that unfortunate because from the gay people that I've known in my life have been pretty open-minded folk. And I would be shocked that were they given the correct information about Ron Paul and his actual positions on these issues, I would be shocked if they wouldn't come around. Because the fact is, Ron Paul supports getting the government out of marriage entirely. He doesn't think government should be involved in heterosexual marriage, let alone homosexual marriage.
Exactly. The difficulty is trying to communicate with people over the internet that you know, really can't sit down with and spend an hour and go over all of his positions.
Mm.
What I found is when I can sit down with someone and speak to them, within an hour they're a Ron Paul supporter.
Interesting.
And the way I look at it is, basically at this point we've lost the Fourth and Fifth Amendments.
Among others.
We pretty much lost the First Amendment.
Yeah. Second one's pretty in bad shape, too.
Yeah.
Not really doing so well, either.
Believe me, I support the Second Amendment, and I'm a gun owner.
Very good.
And what it comes down to is if we don't restore the Constitution, what good is all this legislation going to do anyway?
Well, legislation doesn't ever really do any good, but...
I would tend to agree.
Yeah. So you've had success when you've had the opportunity to really sit down and talk to some of these people, but if you don't, then it just doesn't work out. What are some of the objections? I mean, very specifically, what are they saying?
What I find is a lot of GLBT people are in favor of gun control, and they want a candidate to come out and say, I will support an amendment for gay marriage.
Mm. I think a lot of that relates to the fact that Democrats have traditionally taken a more progressive stance on gay marriage or gay rights, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of people in the community have aligned themselves with the Democrats generally in their positions. I don't
know
that gay, bisexual, lesbian, transgender, that they're any more prone to be anti-gun. It's just they're used to being in the Democratic camp, you know, because they feel that that's their team.
Yeah, what do you think the reason is with the anti-gun mentality? Is Nick onto something there, or is it something else?
I have no idea what's behind that.
I mean, I guess I could understand that. I'm sure a number of people that are out of the closet, at least, have encountered some resistance from some of the more ignorant members of their community, and they might be concerned that, these ignoramus rednecks or whatever are going to somehow get violent and they could possibly threaten them with a gun in sometime in the future, you know, this sort of fear that they might have. But that seems a little irrational in that they wouldn't be able to protect themselves, and they've bought into the whole mentality that in order to keep yourself safe, you need to pick up the phone and call 911. I mean, does anyone really believe that the government's going to keep them safe?
What I've discovered with rednecks is pointing a 12-gauge at them usually calms them right down, and they have nothing nasty to say once you do that.
I would completely agree with you on that. And not that I've ever had the opportunity to point a 12-gauge at a redneck, but I can certainly imagine that would be the case.
I lived up in the mountains of Pennsylvania for years. I've had that opportunity a few times. Never had to use it. Nope, I never do, but...
That's good.
It works.
Well, I mean, maybe... This has to be frustrating for you, because these are people that obviously you have a lot in common with and that you would think that you'd be able to easily persuade. I don't really have any suggestions beyond try your best to get them to listen, try to use persuasive techniques, maybe go to theadvocates.org. The Advocates for Self-Government is an excellent group that's dedicated to helping liberty-minded people spread the message of liberty and effectively communicate it. So that way you don't get into arguments as much as you get into persuasive discussions with them, because argumentation never gets anybody anywhere. I would recommend that. That's a good approach. Go to theadvocates.org, do a little bit of reading, see if maybe you can find a little bit of verbal jujitsu that you can use to help these people open their minds to liberty. Thanks for the call and good luck. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Whether you're having trouble communicating or whatever's on your mind tonight, anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Call CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And next,
join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter if you're buying something from their brand new in their 41 categories of products or one of their used items offered by many of their thousands and thousands of used sellers. We will get a cut either way as long as you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick. John, New Hampshire. Going once. Do we have John in New Hampshire? Going twice? Let's try Ziggy in the United Kingdom. Maybe we'll try John back in a bit. Ziggy in the UK, across the pond. Hello. I think our board op might have fallen asleep. Ziggy? John? Anybody? We'll try again later. 800-259-9231. The BBC reporting that cannabis compound halts cancer. A compound found in cannabis, which is marijuana, for those of you that don't know, might stop breast cancer from spreading throughout the body. The California Pacific Medical Center Research Institute team are hopeful that cannabinoidal or CBD, actually that's not, it's not cannabinoidal, it's cannabidiol, or CBD could be a non-toxic alternative to chemotherapy. Unlike cannabis, CBD does not have any psychoactive properties, so its use would not violate laws, according to the Molecular Cancer Therapeutics reports. The authors stressed that they were not suggesting patients smoke marijuana. They added that it would be highly unlikely that effective concentrations of CBD could be reached by smoking cannabis. CBD works by blocking the activity of a gene called ID1, which is believed to be responsible for the aggressive spread of cancer cells away from the original tumor site, a process called metastasis. Past work has shown CBD can block aggressive human brain cancers. The latest work found CBD appeared to have a similar effect on breast cancer cells in the lab. Pretty cool. Lead researcher Dr. Sean McAllister said, right now we have a limited range of options in treating aggressive forms of cancer. Those treatments such as chemotherapy can be effective, but they can also be extremely toxic and difficult for patients. I swear, every time there's a cancer story that comes up on this show, it's usually about how someone absolutely hates the process. They're more willing to just live with the cancer than they are to actually have the chemotherapy. I can't even imagine how awful that must be.
Chemo is a terrible process. I mean, it's killing the cancer, but it very nearly in some cases kills you.
Yeah.
So.
So coming up with something alternative is a good idea. And obviously there are some other alternatives out there in more the naturopathic sort of market, but nobody really knows what they are. And the FDA won't allow them to make claims anyway, so...
Well, I noticed that this research is going on in the United Kingdom because it's...
Actually, it's BBC, but it's California.
Oh,
California Pacific Medical Center Research. And I guess they can get away with it a little bit better out there because it's semi-legal in California.
For medical reasons, I imagine.
The compound offers the hope of a non-toxic therapy that could achieve the same results as chemotherapy, in that destroying the cancer or blocking it from growing, without any of the painful side effects. They say that, and I guess it is being researched in the UK as well, the research is at a very early stage, said one of the UK scientists. The findings will need to be followed up with clinical trials in humans to see if the CBD is safe and whether the beneficial effects can be replicated. Several cancer drugs based on plant chemicals are already used widely, such as vincristine, which is derived from a type of flower called the Madagascar periwinkle, and is used to treat breast and lung cancer. It'll be interesting to see whether CBD will join them. And what's most interesting about this show, besides, or not this show, but this story, besides its possibility for people that have cancer or might have cancer into the future, is to point out that when you allow someone to do even a little bit of research on marijuana or other drugs, I mean, we don't know what psilocybin or MDMA or many of the other narcotics that are Schedule 1 and completely illegal in this country. We don't know what all the benefits are of those things because the DEA refuses to allow anyone the permission to actually go and do scientific studies on these things. The medical community, and specifically with MDMA, which is also on the street level known as ecstasy, the medical community and the I think it's more the psychologists out there, they've been sort of doing black market research, basically, on some of these chemicals.
Well, MDMA was legal for a long time, and it actually wasn't outlawed by an act of Congress. It was the first drug to be outlawed by a DEA,
Is that right?
Administrative
rule.
It was something like an administrative judge scheduled it. They just scheduled it. And they felt they had the authority to do that.
And they feel like that MDMA may actually help people with severe psychological disorders sort of address those problems. Address, you know, if they were, like, molested as a kid or something terribly traumatic happened to them in the past and they've built up a wall in their mind and locked it out, they've found that this drug, when administered in the correct environment, obviously not at a rave with pounding music, but in a, you know, a doctor's office, can allow someone to really sort of reach inside themselves and do some introspection and really help get those problems out into the open to where they can actually be solved. Who when they hear this, would not say, yeah, let's do more of this research?
It was a very effective drug in psychology, and unfortunately it's not being used very much anymore because it was outlawed. But it was originally used by psychologists, and that's
correct.
That it has a legitimate use, and it was called empathy, actually.
Really?
In that community, yes.
Interesting. Well, now the psychologists that want to do trials on the drug, they're risking arrest. You know, they're risking, and some of them are doing it, and they're very brave for doing so, but they're risking their careers, and they're risking arrest just to do research into this drug. I mean, if that doesn't tell you how much potential this drug has, that these people are willing to put their lives on the line to do this underground research, I really don't know what else to say.
And the sad thing about this, too, is, and the other side we haven't discussed yet, is that the FDA, even if some of these compounds are found to have beneficial effects, it's going to take 15 or 20 years to do all the clinical trials and have them hit the market.
Yeah,
and these
true.
Are people with cancer. It's a terminal disease.
You know what really needs to happen is that Ron Paul needs to get elected, and I don't know if he can do this in one fell swoop as the executive branch, but they just both need to be wiped out at the same time. The DEA and the FDA, they just need to be wiped out.
I think he might actually have the power to do that. It's an administration. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I know there are some agencies he can just shut down on a whim.
I would like to see that list. just out of curiosity, what can the president just say, all right, you're done, and shut down the entire bureaucracy with? 1-800-259-9231, but it's clear that as more drug freedom happens, more research will happen, and we'll actually know what the truth is about these drugs. Because if all you're hearing is what the government tells you, then you think that these drugs are just evil, and they're going to ruin children's lives, and they're just horrible, and there's nothing good about them. But nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I don't know about meth, but some of these drugs, are really, really useful.
Well, meth actually was used. I don't think it was exactly methamphetamine, but forms of amphetamine were used. I think Benzedrine. They were called Bennies, poppers, and they had some negative effects, and you could easily get addicted.
Sure.
But it was one of the most widely prescribed drugs in America because it was much like having many cups of strong coffee. It helped people stay awake. Truckers used it all completely legally, which I think is better than what we have now.
Yep.
Writers used it. I mean, it allowed people to get a lot of work done. I wouldn't say it's the healthiest thing for you.
No, I don't think so either.
But
people should be free to make those decisions. They're making them anyway, regardless of what the law is, and they're risking jail time and the ruination of their lives as a result, and that just needs to end. 1-800-259-9231. We're going back to the phones, and we're going to try Ziggy again in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Yeah, by the way, that last phone call we had from Barbie, I actually know Barbie.
Barbie, who called in from the gay, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual community.
It's a shame she didn't ring in when Mark was here, because she's a female.
We probably guessed that. We didn't delve into that, because that wasn't her reason for calling, but yes.
You should check out, she forgot to mention, I told her to mention her video on YouTube in support of Ron Paul. If you type in Barbie Satin Ron Paul on YouTube, you will find her video.
Barbie Satin? Like
Satin.
S-A-T-I-N? Satin?
Yep, that's right.
Is it all one word or is it two words, Barbie?
It's two words.
So is that her endorsing Ron Paul?
Yeah.
All right.
She did a video which I nagged her to do for 3 months.
So so now, wait a minute. Are you in the gay, lesbian, transgendered community as well, Ziggy?
I met her through a friend who was a transsexual.
Interesting.
Anyway,
you're the same guy that likes to wear dresses, right?
Yeah, but I'm not a cross-dresser.
What's that called? You said it was like, what is it? Something freedom? Clothing freedom?
Men's fashion freedom.
Men's fashion freedom. But yes. So it's not considered cross-dressing. It's just considered sort of expanding the horizons of men's fashion.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I wanted to talk about mandatory public holidays.
Holidays, very good. I would like to talk to you about that. I know you're calling internationally. Hopefully you'll be patient. We'll bring you back after the news.
Sure.
Hang on, Ziggy. 800-259-9231. John in New Hampshire might be there as well. We'll get to your calls. Whatever's on your mind goes. It's the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Of the three